tomatoes. The only thing we call them is small tomatoes, big tomatoes.
Well, when you didn't want to eat peas in the pod, you had to get peas out of the pod,
you had to shell them, yeah.
And were there any kind of peas that you could eat just pod and all? What different types of snap peas?
No, well, yeah, any kind of peas, if you took them when they were tender, you know, you could cook it just like snap peas. If you had to cook them when they're tender.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, after the seed gets hard, well, they ain't none of the two as good, you know, neither the bean nor the peas.
I see. What do you call those big kind of flat beans you raise?
Well, they call, let me see here.
Big yellowish flat beans?
And my Italian raised that around here.
They did?
Around down, but they still raise them. I forget what the Italian bean that they use. I can't think of the name there now.
When you made a soup, what would you put in a good soup? What sort of vegetables?
Well, when you made a soup, well, you had a piece of salt meat to make a soup, or you put chicken in there to make a soup. You could make a soup with that. You could take any kind of meat that you wanted to put in that soup, you know, and then you put any kind of vegetable that you want. You could put turnips, hash potatoes, or beans, or any kind of spaghetti or anything, you know, you could put in there. Whatever you like it to put in there, whatever you want.
Yeah.
And if you wanted onions and garlic and all that stuff, well, you could put that too if you want to put that in. Carrots, you could put that. You could put anything, any kind of vegetable you want in the soup.
You cut the tops off of a mess of lettuce and make a mess of what?
Turnips. Well, they could cook turnips in different ways. You know, they could make a stew with turnips or cook it with meat or any kind of way you want.
Did you ever use any other greens besides turnip tops?
Well, mustard top was really good. Turnip top is not near as good as mustard. Mustard is better than top. Turnip. Of course, you can eat turnip too, but it's not near as good as mustard.
Is there any kind that you pick out in the woods?
No, you got to plant it.
When you ate a ear of corn, you had to get off the what?
You had to pull the shucks out, you know, you had to take the shuck out, and then you have to clean it, and then you boil it, or whatever you want to do with it.
Clean off that, what's that stringy stuff?
Yeah, you have to clean that, whatever.
The mouton, the beard?
The beard they got on it, that's what.
Yeah.
I don't know what you want to call it.
Corn that was tin enough to eat off the cob was called.
Well, corn you could eat off the cob, or you could take corn and slice it small, you know, and make a soup or smothered corn or any way you want to cook corn.
Well, you pick corn early, young, when it made good.
Well, that's when it made a good soup. When it, you know,
roast?
Young, you know.
Could you roast make a?
Well, yeah, you could roast it too if you want to roast it.
Those were good ones. When you cooked it on the cob like that, those were...
Well, most of the people don't roast it, but most of the people that boil that corn.
Yeah, roasting ears?
Yeah, roasting ears, they boil it. They shuck it, and after they shuck it, and they take the beard off, they put it in the boil it. Boil it in... See,